The leader of North Korea says Pyongyang might consider a change of approach if the United States continues demanding unilateral action. Kim Jong-un made the statement during a televised New Year address. He stressed his commitment to complete denuclearization, but said the process would move faster if the U.S. took corresponding action. The North Korean leader announced that he is ready to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump at any time for a second summit. Kim also called on South Korea to stop joint military exercises with the U.S. Last June, Kim and Trump signed an agreement to work toward denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Little progress has been made since then. North Korea demands a relief from sanctions, while the U.S. insists on the policy of maximum pressure. Let's bring in Mr. Barry Grossman, international lawyer, via Skype out of Bali. Mr. Grossman, it's good to have you with us. I'm curious, what do you make of his comments?
Well, I think his position has been clear pretty much from the outset. And I'd have to add, I think up to now, I'd score this this diplomatic initiative as definitely a win to North Korea thus far. But if we look at what he said this morning or last night, he makes his position really quite clear, and it's not a surprising one. That is, North Korea is in effect demanding an immediate cessation of military drills by South Korea with foreign powers, because that's obviously nothing less than a threat, an implied or expressed threat to North Korea, and hardly conducive to further discussions in the interests of peace and denuclearization. But if we look further at what he said, he's also made it very clear that he's not prepared to go any further. North Korea is not prepared to go any further than they already have if the United States does not do its part. And North Korea sees the United States' part as being some kind of a winding back of sanctions. So what he's looking for, in effect, from the United States is that some movement be made to wind back sanctions, and that they immediately cease military drills on the North Korean border with South Korea. The United States, for its part, of course, has made it clear, the Trump administration has made it quite clear, and frankly, given pressure from the Democrat Party, I don't see how they have any other choice, but they've made it quite clear that they're not going to start winding back sanctions, and they're not going to stop military drills with South Korea. Which strikes me as a little bit odd, because obviously those military drills, while they serve a purpose, they're in no way essential to maintaining peace. And you would expect the United States, if they're serious about this initiative to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, you'd expect them to give something as a sign of good faith. But of course, the North Koreans are not silly. They've seen what's happened time and time again with other countries that have negotiated with the United States, and in particular, of course, very recently with Iran. Another point that needs to be made here is, if we look at the precise words, assuming an accurate translation, used by the North Korean leader, what he's offering, in fact, is not denuclearization as such. What he said was that North Korea will not make nuclear weapons and will not proliferate nuclear weapons. He said that's what he said in the past, and he's reiterating that again. And he specifically called on the U.S., by the way, to stop misrepresenting North Korea's intentions and patience. So this suggestion often made in the United States that North Korea has offered to completely denuclearize unilaterally is really quite absurd. The position seems quite clearly, if we look at his specific words, to be that there will be a moratorium. They will stop developing nuclear weapons if the United States immediately ceases its military drills with South Korea on the North Korean border, and if the United States starts taking steps to wind back sanctions that are imposed on North Korea. So we're getting to the point, obviously, where somebody's going to have to give something in order for this dialogue to proceed. Obviously, it's in everyone's best interest for peace to prevail on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea, whatever we may or may not think about it as a nation, is a sovereign nation, is entitled to govern itself and run its domestic affairs as it sees fit. It's entitled also to have a foreign policy. It seems to me to be in everyone's best interest that some kind of a moratorium on nuclear development be negotiated, but it's not going to be for free. And of course, the United States not only always wants everything for free, they're not particularly good, obviously, at honoring their commitments. So it'll be very interesting to see where this goes. Up to now, I think President Trump can take some measure of credit for a toning down in what was being presented when he first took office as a nuclear crisis. Of course, the United States has been taking the position that there's a nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula for decades. It's not a crisis, but be that as it may, North Korea seems to have won the first few rounds in the sense that the rhetoric has been toned down. No one's speaking at this point about immediate military action, military intervention in North Korea, and that has to be a win for the North Korean people. But if the United States doesn't give up something in return, it's hard to see where these talks, which have been enthusiastically embraced by both North and South Korea, it's hard to see where they can go. And the only impediment to progress at this stage seems to be the United States and its hold on South Korean policy. So it'll be a very interesting year, 2019, on the Korean Peninsula. We'll have to see where this goes, and we'll have to hope that President Trump has the good sense to be a voice for demilitarization, for peace, possibly even unification, rather than a voice for maintaining the status quo and in the usual U.S. form, moving forward with military threats, if not actual military intervention. To be sure, it seems to me the only thing that has kept the North Korean nation complete and free of military attack up to now has been the fact that sure. It does have nuclear weapons.
I realize that. Thank you very much. That's Mr. Gary Brossman, international lawyer out of Bali. It's always very good to talk to you, sir.